Welcome to the Pratt on Texas Texas Hour podcast. Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock, tuned to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tuned to 96.1 FM Q Country. Now to today's edition of Pratt on Texas. From the Chemical Coast to the Panhandle Wind Farms and the sawmills of the East to the international bridges of the West, if it matters to Texas, it's on Pratt on Texas. Now here's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, stripping Americans of gun rights while arming illegal aliens. Yes, that's really happening at the court level. What could go wrong? That and other Second Amendment stories in the stack today, including an anti-wimp update, my friends. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star story of the day. Texas bureaucrat wants to build an expensive state-owned and operated firefighting air force. Seems to think government's more efficient than the private sector. But in those hearings being held in the panhandle, most of the locals are calling out the state period for not being very effective. We'll get to that and much more. I've got many very important other items to get to. Time is going to be a problem today. Prepared to listen fast. May not be able to get them all in. You can listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com. Winter storm lawsuits against Encore can move forward. The Houston Appeals Court, the 14th Court of Appeals for the state appellate system, ruled unanimously that a panel of the court ruled unanimously that legal claims involving gross negligence or intentional misconduct can continue against Encore and fellow plaintiffs Centerpoint and AEP Texas over the big 2021 freeze in Texas. You've got over 1,000 plaintiffs and the cases have been combined. There was an exception, though. The court barred plaintiffs from pursuing negligence claims related to the duty of a transmission distribution utility, or TDU, which you get a lot of those. I mean, Encore has TDUs in Dallas-Fort Worth, at Waco, Tyler, Midland, other places. So these lawyers are claiming that, you know, they just shut off power to people to hurt certain people and all this. I don't buy much of this, but if you can, you know, some of it, I guess it'll go forward, though. They've been fighting the very fact that you could sue them over this stuff. And the 14th Court of Appeals says, yes, the lawsuits can go forward. You know, the odd story today that's all over the state media, and it's an exclusive, or I believe it was an exclusive by KXAN, the television station, which has a good news department in Austin. Sources, at least 20 University of Texas employees linked to DEI, this Marxist diversity, equity, and inclusion group, linked to DEI to lose their jobs. And that's a big deal. Said UT wouldn't confirm how many employees are being let go, but some employees talked to them and said it's a bunch of them are going to be let go and all this. Well, we banned it. So what? And, of course, you've got the typical, oh, their students, this is killing them not to have DEI there. No, they're going to have a sit-out planned. Oh, good. Well, so what? And you got left-wing Democrat State Senator Royce West, who's opposed Senate Bill 17 banning this Marxism from our universities. He's mad. He says, I'm mad as hell. I hope other people are mad as hell, because if they're not, what are you getting now? Is you going to get what you're going to continue to get? And he's mad about the firings and getting rid of DEI. You know, these people are always mad. Their idea of government, including government-owned universities, is nothing but, it's just nothing but an employment machine to back up all of their crazy, radical, revolutionary ideas. Very interesting that story's all over the state today. I mean, didn't you expect these were huge programs at these universities? Didn't you expect, I mean, Texas Tech's director of it got wind what was happening and took off, got out of town. Don't you think that there were going to be some people who can't really be absorbed in any other department? I mean, I know the legislature and the speaker wimped the bill out by trying to keep these Marxist revolutionaries, keep their jobs. But folks, and I'll get to that in a moment, but folks, let's be straight about this. The DEI program is not some kind of educational aid. It is a political indoctrination and enforcement job. When you get rid of them, they ought to all be gone. I mean, what would they be doing at that department? It's not as if they're like a teaching aid. This is what so many people can't understand. These are whole departments dedicated to indoctrinating all the other campus faculty and staff with these Marxist DEI rules, values, and then enforcing them in hiring and everything else. By the way, blatantly illegal. Texas Tech caught the pages of the Wall Street Journal, caught doing this in the chemistry department, blatantly discriminating against people for their political viewpoint, not being on the left. Local media tried to ignore all that. Big national story led to this stuff, these bans. And it's just, I don't know. It's just funny that that's the big story. Of course people are going to be let go. There should be a lot more let go, and most of these people shouldn't be mainstreamed into other parts of the university because we know what will happen. Their job was to enforce, to push a political point of view. Don't you think they'll continue doing that even if they took some other different job? But what was interesting is I got an email today, this morning, from Representative Harrison, and he's pointing out, Brian Harrison, friend of the show, you've heard him on the show, saying since Dade Phelan won't tell the truth, sending me his post he put up, since Dade Phelan won't tell the truth about how he worked to protect DEI staff while drunk, I will. After the Senate passed SB 17, Phelan's leadership team, led by Representative John Campbell, gutted the bill in committee and sent that weaker bill to the floor. That is what happened. That weaker bill said, and here's the section they added, a public institution of higher education shall make reasonable efforts so that each employee of the institution whose position would otherwise be eliminated as a result of the implementation of this new part of the code, as added by this act, is offered reassignment to a position of similar pay at the institution. John Kemple, Dade Phelan's leadership team, added that. In other words, the Marxist commissars, and that's how these, if you know how Marxism works, this in the Soviet model, that would be a good description of these DEI instructors and administrators. Universities need to try to keep them and keep them at their pay level, even though we're banning the DEI offices. Now, I want you to think about that. Why would a Speaker of the House who claims in this big runoff to be a conservative and all this, and why would they do that? Why would they do that? Unless he believes in this Marxist stuff, or he knows that to keep the chair as Speaker, he has to give so many big, fat, juicy bites to the Democrats. And that's clearly what was going on. By the way, there's more on that. Let me dig through the stack and find it on the Phelan thing. And some really good news as far as I'm concerned. Big headline today at the Texas Tribune. The influential conservative PAC, meaning Political Action Committee, wades into Texas legislature primaries. That's good. Club for Growth, the big national one. They're going $4 million. They've spent $4 million in a TV ad targeting five Texas House Republican incumbents in these runoffs. They're all rhinos that need to go. They're airing 30-second spots that call Phelan an unwaveringly liberal and a Democrat in disguise. They also take aim at Reps Vandiver of New Boston and East Texas Justin Holland of Rockwall. He's awful. John Kemple, who we were just talking about, of Seguin, and Dwayne Burns of Cleburne, and they all voted against school choice and other things. You know, they're a big backer of Club for Growth backs conservatives, huge backer of Ted Cruz, and they raised a bunch of money to get involved in these state races, and I'm glad they're doing it because I'll tell you what Texas has got going. Associated Republicans of Texas, ART, continuing to solidify the fact that they're not even really Republicans anymore. They're going in all for all incumbents. It's all incumbents all day at ART, because ART is not conservative. At least we have Club for Growth getting involved.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Hey now, Robert Campbell with Campbell Containers out here on I-20 between Abilene and Clyde. Our yard is always open, so you can stop in and check out our inventory. Each container for sale has a little orange price tag on the door. I told my wife the other day we might make one into a little mother-in-law apartment, you know, that you can put out behind the house. I'm going to call it the Contain Her.
Robert!
It locks from the outside.
Robert!
We've been to our official dentist in Costa Rica several times over the years, and it all started with my dental emergency. My lowest quote in Lubbock just for the emergency work was a huge amount. My neighbor had been using Dr. Zuniga for years and put me in touch. Soon we were in beautiful Costa Rica, and the entire trip, lodging, flights, great dining, everything for two, cost us less than the lowest dental quote at home and included both of us having all of the dental work we needed, including replacing all our old metal fillings. Click the dental care banner at PrattOnTexas.com to get started.
Pratt believes the best way to ensure limited government is to limit the number of libs and rhinos who get elected to office. Don't worry, he'll tell you who they are. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. This day, 80 years ago, April 3rd, 1944, the United States Supreme Court had to take a decision to stop Texas Democrats, the official Democratic Party of Texas. By the way, it never disbanded and reformed. It's the same Democratic Party in Texas, had to stop them from having their whites-only primary. This is when, in Smith versus Allwright, they ruled white primaries are unconstitutional. Case originated in 1940. And by the way, they'd started this long before that. Houston dentist Lonnie Smith, a black man, attempted to vote in the Democrat primary in Harris County. He was denied a ballot under the white primary rules of the time for the Democratic Party. They don't put that in these history things. They mention Democrat Party once and they leave it alone. He petitioned for redress for the denial of his rights under the 14th, 15th, and 17th Amendments of the precinct by the precinct election judge, S.E. Allwright. So that's who the name Allwright comes in this case for. That was the precinct judge. Election judge. Following an unfavorable ruling in district court. Yeah, because the state district courts were dominated by what? Bigoted Democrats who created, wrote, and enforced Jim Crow laws and made their own party a whites-only party. And yet black people and other minorities still fall for this flim-flam that the Democrats are their friends. Republican Party was formed to free people from slavery. Those amendments to the Constitution this black man sued under came about from the Republican Party. The Republican Party passed civil rights legislation after civil rights legislation through the 50s and 60s, integrated the schools. More Republicans voted for that last all-encompassing one as a percentage of the caucus than did Democrats in the U.S. Congress. And yet to this day, people are still flim-flammed, completely fooled, completely misled by the left, the media, and others in the left saying that the Republicans are anti-minority. Huh. Anyway, they had to appeal the state court ruling because, of course, state courts are made up of these bigoted whites-only Democrats. State was pretty much all Democrat. And the Supreme Court reversed the decision from their lower court. And it didn't end all attempts to limit black political participation, but it did virtually end white primary in Texas. That is a big day, and it's something to remind people of. That's the Democratic Party in Texas. By the way, also today in Texas history, 206 years ago today, 1817, Bigfoot Wallace is born in Virginia, came to Texas right after the Revolution. Fought General Wool's invading Mexican army near San Antonio in 1842, volunteered in some expeditions. And of course, he was a Texas Ranger and a very famous person, Bigfoot Wallace. And I'll tell you, it's cool. He retired in Frio County near Bigfoot. He was known as mellow and convivial. He liked to sit in a rawhide bottom chair in the shade of his shanty and recount the stories of his career. And he had a lot of them. Thanks to Hub City Title, Lubbock's premier title and escrow company, for sponsoring our look at Today in Texas History. If you need a title and escrow company and you're in Lubbock, use them. By the way, in 1862, it's the date John McCloskey was born. Who was he? He was a baseball player and founded the great famed Texas League. I have an anti-wimp update for you today. Homeowner stops home invasion with firearm. LSG Tactical Arms, Lubbock's official anti-wimp and Second Amendment headquarters, sponsors our anti-wimp update. Shop and order online at lsgarms.com or visit them at 2650 34th Street between University and Boston Avenues in Lubbock. Full-time gunsmithing in-house too at LSG Tactical Arms. Around 9 p.m. on Holy Saturday, on the east side of San Antonio, a 59-year-old man forcibly entered a home on MLK Drive and assaulted a 27-year-old male homeowner. When police arrived, they found the home invader dead with multiple gunshot wounds. He had begun the eternal dirt nap. Police ruled the incident as self-defense. All the better for Bexar County and all the better for Texas. And how about this story from the Express News out of San Antonio about Barkat Ali Panjwani? He's a 57-year-old, lives in San Antonio's Stone Oak neighborhood, but owns Katarina, which is the little ladybugs, Katarina Food Mart in tiny Katarina in Dimmitt County. He's pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud for charging Florida-based KLX Energy Services, it's an oil and gas service company, for thousands of bogus purchases. KLX, which has operations in Houston, discovered a series of suspicious charges made at his store in 2019. It's $2.54 million charged to three of their company credit cards at the Katarina Food Mart between 2019 and February and November of that year. They had assigned the cards to company vehicles that were located in Odessa and a third in Oklahoma City. But when the vehicles in Odessa, when they looked into this, they said those vehicles were offline in 2019, and the Oklahoma City truck hadn't been driven to South Texas that year. They searched the vehicles, discovered that the WEX cards they used for these charges were missing, and then that brought the case to this guy, and now he is pleading guilty. And I thought it was funny in the story about, oh, he has all this tremendous remorse and everything. Yeah. $2.5 million plus in fraudulent charges at this little tiny convenience store off of stolen cards. East Texas child sex assault suspect arrested at the Progreso Bridge, Emilio Torres Salas, 66, was trying to get out of the country and was caught there. He had a warrant out of Kitman for continuous sexual abuse of a minor. So he apparently, they picked him up. 3.0 magnitude earthquake felt in Nacogdoches County by the USGS at 5:17 p.m. yesterday afternoon. Businessman who bribed Weslaco City Commissioner avoids prison. Yeah, no kidding. And the bribery culture up and down the Rio Grande seems to hold its own. Sunil Wandhwani, 61, of McAllen, a wealthy businessman who owns hotels in Hidalgo, this from Valley Central, in Hidalgo County, paid at least $4,000 to Weslaco City Commissioner Jerry Tafola. In exchange, Tafola voted to approve $300,000 in economic development incentives for a hotel he was building. He needed a deal. He got money out of the Economic Development Corp, but he needed a big payment from the city up front, and the city voted to only do $50,000 a month over a period of time, or certain periods, a year, for 5 years. Well, that put him in trouble because his financing depended on $150,000 up front, and that's the way it goes when corruption is just part of the life. He's approached by a powerful Starr County politician. That's right. Rick Quintanilla and Leonel Lopez, who's the politician. Quintanilla is a known businessman. And he claims he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. No, he wasn't. He paid them thousands of bucks. They passed the money to the city councilman. And this guy ends up avoiding going to prison over it. And hopefully that's because he rolled on these other people, because they're the ones engaged in going around soliciting the bribery, and they need to be in prison. By the way, a weird story at Fox 26 out of Houston. Child branded at Sugarland Temple sparks legal battle seeking over $1 million. Somebody let their kid go to some Ashtakalashmi or something temple and some event, and they branded him on his shoulder. He got infection, got sick. Anyway, weird story.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information, cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
Thousands choose Costa Rica for their dental care needs annually. It's a short flight from Texas. Even Southwest serves the country, and you'll get the exact same equipment and materials you get at home, but at a fraction of the price. When there, you're never far from a day at the beach, a dip in natural hot springs, or a walk through a rainforest. The food, lodging, and shopping is world-class. Texas Tech has a campus near our official dentist. Learn how you can have the highest level of dental care from our exclusive dentist at massive savings compared to the U.S. by clicking the DentoCare banner at PrattOnTexas.com.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
No 30-on-6 or 30-on-7 signs here. Nope. Pratt on Texas welcomes true Texans with the tools that won and keep our liberty.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Second Amendment stories, our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Stripping Americans of gun rights to arm illegals. What could go wrong? It's a piece by Bronson Winslow, who writes and researches for Restoration News. And this piece was published at Restoration of America. It was also picked up by American Greatness. It is really good. There's another story out from the Texas Scorecard. Biden administration launches new gun-grabbing scheme. It's his National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resources Center. This is just that, a gun-grabbing scheme to try to set up a bureaucracy to allow them to take away your gun rights. And there was a big win for the NRA in the battle with the ATF. The Washington Examiner's Paul Bedard, in his famous Washington Secrets column, points out, that's the name of his famous column. You used to hear Rush talk about Paul Bedard a lot for many, many years. This isn't the actual column. He's just the one reporting it because it's not a secret. The NRA scored a big court victory in the fight against the administration over Biden's push to target and punish owners of millions of AR-15-style pistols. You know, what they called, all of a sudden they changed the rules. And that's what's happened in this. Some other gun groups sued. And while this rule's being put in place, their members aren't subject to arrest or breaking the law while this stuff is being appealed. And now the NRA has obtained a court order that protects the 3.7 million members. I am a life member of the NRA. You should be too, because NRA fights for you. 3.7 million NRA members, current members, are, and three other gun groups, by the way, are protected from this ATF action that abruptly changed the definition of rifles to include AR pistols, among the most popular firearms in the country. Under the new rules, they'll be taxed and registered. But now, while we fight this, we're not subject to that. Major victory for NRA, its members, and all who believe in the Second Amendment, says Charles Cotton, our NRA president. By the way, the NRA convention coming to Dallas, the big giant gun show and convention, the annual meeting will be in mid-May. So this is a good thing, and it's an example of how you get a lot out of your very inexpensive membership. This piece by Bronson Winslow shows you just how absurd things are in the country with today's left Biden administration, just like the Obama administration and pretty much any leftist administration. The left seems as confused about the Second Amendment's purpose as it is bent on disarming American citizens, supposedly to prevent, quote, gun violence, end quote. Now a Chicago judge has added a new wrinkle, arming illegal aliens. And you thought Joe Biden's border crisis couldn't get worse. Nothing better illustrates the left's bizarre, sinister, and downright lawless attitude than two back-to-back gun control decisions from two leftist courts in two infamously blue states, Illinois and Hawaii. Within a single month, progressive, quote-unquote, judges decided that law-abiding Americans do not have the right to freely bear arms, but non-citizens living here illegally do. Yes, You heard that correctly. On February 7th, the Hawaii Supreme Court ruled an individual's right to carry a firearm is not protected under the Second Amendment, a decision that, of course, directly, you know, the Democrats always tell you how democracy's in trouble and conservatives are undermining our institutions. The Hawaii Supreme Court completely ruled opposite the Supreme Court's decision. I mean, just crazy. It undermines the authority of the Supreme Court of the U.S. in three landmark Second Amendment cases in recent years. Then on March 8th, Obama appointed U.S. District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman ruled that the charges for unlawfully possessing a firearm against illegal alien Heriberto Carvajal Flores should be dropped. Why? Well, the judge, Coleman, argued that the gun was for self-defense, as Chicago has seen much civil unrest. Right. But let's not forget the civil unrest is due to leftist policies like bail reform that dumped hundreds of violent criminals back on the streets to further commit crimes. I would add also their long-standing anti-Second Amendment position where fewer and fewer honest law-abiding citizens in Chicagoland are armed. So back to the piece. How can the left logically square these two decisions? Not only do their policies support a massive influx of illegal immigrants, but they also want to arm them while blocking law-abiding citizens from exercising the same rights? Quote, while the Supreme Court of Hawaii is free to determine, apparently through the power of the Aloha spirit, that its own identically worded state constitution affords protection for only a collective right, it is not free to override the meaning afforded by the U.S. Supreme Court in Heller, McDonald, and Bruin to the federal constitutional right to keep and bear arms, said Amy Swearer, legal fellow at Heritage Foundation. Both situations are an insanity made possible by progressive judges abusing their power to legislate from the bench and could set a dangerous precedent moving forward. In the past, the notion that the Bill of Rights uses phrases like person, people, or individual in place of citizen has been used to establish who is entitled to the rights in the first 10 constitutional amendments. This idea is used in cases like Yamataya versus Fisher, which established due process for immigrants, and Plyler versus Doe, which granted free public education to immigrant children. But the situation's a bit different for firearms. Someone, citizen or non-citizen, who breaks the law is still entitled to due process, and a child who is under prosecution for a crime still has access to free education. But anyone who breaks the law can temporarily or permanently lose their rights, including the right to bear arms. Illegal aliens, by definition, are criminals since they're actively living in the country in defiance of federal immigration law. While they may be subject to certain rights, firearms should not be in that category. The back-to-back rulings are very concerning for the landscape of the Second Amendment moving forward. Not only do we see federal government overstepping its position by strengthening its many agencies to restrict the rights of Americans, but we also now have ideology-driven judges legislating from the bench without remorse. In other words, folks, they used to try to hide it with some silly, clever language, and they're not even hiding it now. Hawaii Supreme Court just, we're just going the other way. If anything, it paints a stark picture of what the left is working towards, protecting illegal aliens while persecuting Americans. I don't think that that's out of line. I think that assertion that he posits, the author posits, is exactly right. After all, the 2024 elections are just around the corner, and a large influx of illegal immigrants who continue to look more like citizens could be a powerful counter to Biden's flagging poll numbers. Speaking of giving illegal immigrants more rights, California, in all its progressive wisdom, bypassed federal law in 2022 by allowing immigrants in the U.S. working under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals DACA program to become police officers. Not only will they be protected for carrying guns illegally under Judge Coleman's new ruling, but they might be the ones who arrest you for legally carrying guns. What's wrong with this picture? Progressive judges will continue to undermine the Constitution and put America last while Biden and his allies push further and further left, but we can stop this assault. Law-abiding Americans who care about this country need to take back the reins in November to stop the influx of nearly 2.3 million illegal immigrants under Biden who are now theoretically allowed to carry firearms. The charade's gone on long enough. What I want you to understand is this stuff is real. When I bring these things up to people, because they're just living their lives, they're so uninformed, they don't know how uninformed they are. It's like people who are shocked to learn that the communist stuff and that, like that professor at Texas Tech that got suspended for all the anti-Semitic comments or whatever he made. That's not the story. People are shocked to learn, when they actually learn it, and they didn't from the local media, that this guy's teaching this CRT style Marxist derivative stuff in the College of Education. Why would, even if it's an area of study, it shouldn't be in the College of Education so that you're indoctrinating primary and secondary school teachers with it. People are always surprised that all this stuff is there. I'm pointing out to you, this is going on. It is this blatant. Yes, federal judge has ruled, and by the way, there have been similar other cases, that it's okay. Can't prosecute him for an illegal alien for having a firearm, even though it's against the law. Oh, no, it protects their right. But the same group of progressive judges are ruling, continue to try to rule, flipping off the Supreme Court, that you don't have a right to be armed. It's crazy.
Keep that six shooter at your side. Front on Texas, we'll be right back after this.
Judson Eddins of Eddins Furniture, located at 19th and Avenue N in downtown Lubbock, home of the Buy One, Get One Free recliner special starting at $599. Bring your dreams and imagination for your home, and we'll take care of the rest with affordable prices and fast delivery. Let our friendly staff help you pick out the furniture that you've been dreaming of. Family owned and operated for 2.5 decades. Come to Eddins Furniture, 19th and Avenue N in Lubbock, and check out our website at eddinsfurniture.com.
Shop with Judson Eddins. He's one of us.
When you need new tires or any full vehicle maintenance, there is no better choice than Williams Brake Tune and Tire, downtown Lubbock at 19th and Avenue A. Larry Williams at Williams Brake Tune and Tire has served happy customers in Lubbock for over 4 decades and has taken care of Isabel and my vehicle needs for over half of that time, so I know. New tires, inspections, and any level of vehicle service. Williams Brake Tune and Tire, downtown Lubbock at 19th and Avenue A. Learn more at WilliamsBrakeTuneAndTire.net.
You gotta stop before they multiply. Gafford Pest Control.
Protect your family from bees, carpenter ants, termites, and bed bugs with effective professional service from Gafford Pest Control. Keep your family safe and clean with Gafford. Call Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292.
Gafford Pest Control.
You are in the right place at the right time for news and commentary of Texas from the right perspective. It's Robert Pratt with the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The House Special Committee, Interim Committee on the Panhandle Wildfires, is meeting up in Pampa. And one of the first big stories that's come out of it was put up last night near midnight for covering the first day's hearings. They're going on today as well and tomorrow. Texas Emergency Director calls for firefighting Air Force after historic Panhandle fires. But you get into this piece, it says the second graph, local landowners tasked with helping the legislature investigate the fires that were responsible for at least 2 deaths and burned through more than 1 million acres raised doubt over the state's ability to handle such catastrophes. Later, then they list the committee members, Ken King of Canadian, Dustin Burrows of Lubbock, Todd Hunter of Corpus Christi, and landowners Jason Abraham and James Henderson, public members of the committee. Committee plans to publish a report by May 1st. The late firefighting air support was one of the first topics discussed in invited testimony. Firefighting air support yesterday, or today, I guess. Yesterday. I get all confused in the days. Without its own fleet of aircraft to fight fires, Texas relies on a series of contractors, meaning we use the private sector just like the federal government and almost every other state does. It says many of the planes were being serviced at the time of the fire started in late February. That's right, because it's a low time. So a lot of the companies went and did their service work at that time. Here's the problem with this idea that we need our own firefighting Air Force. There's nothing that keeps a similar situation from arising from a government-operated program. None. Because they're going to have to do maintenance at some time or another. It's always going to happen, and the government's always worse because they have no profit motive in this. They're just bureaucrats. But, oh, it's the big bureaucrat kid, the head of the NIM kid, chief of the Texas Division of Emergency Management, telling everybody we got to spend money, we got to have an Air Force. Did the federal government jump through the hoops to catch up? Yes, but there was a delay, said Kidd, who has led Texas Division of Emergency Management for more than 13 years. He suggested Texas needs to build its own very expensive, folks, firefighting Air Force with up to 6 aircraft costing at least $50 million. Folks, the annual cost would be much higher. And he did point this out. It won't be an easy venture to start with. We'll have to continue with contracts while this is built up and people are trained. It'll take time. Adding the state would still need to utilize a mixture of private contractors. See, why don't we just stay with the private contractors? Brazos River Helicopters, that does aerial firefighting in Texas, Emmett Webb, their owner, said Wyoming has one state-owned firefighting helicopter that they use to quickly address wildfires in their state so that they can get in there quickly. So the average cost of a firefighting helicopter is $1 to $2 million, depending on the type. Once equipment's added, the price can reach from $4 to $40 million each. And then, of course, the people that do the job and having to pay them all year long and train and all that's in the fuel, massively expensive. Abraham, citizen member, and he's part of that big rich family, Abraham's up there, that dad's kind of a rhino, said he was skeptical of state-owned firefighting Air Force. Good for him. Throughout the day long hearing, Abraham and a long list of local fire chiefs and other first responders levied sharp criticism at the state's response. By the way, who's he criticizing? The Texas A&E. I always call it the Forest Service because that's what it is. And then we put it in their hands, and then John Sharp took over and started branding everything. So it's the Texas A&M Forest Service. That's who they're mad at. Abraham said, I'm asking if we're sure we want Texas to be in charge of this, meaning a new Air Force, because we've seen these guys in action. They do not have a good reputation. Local fire chief said what they need is help keeping their equipment up to date, which is true for these small and rural fire departments. And that lack of communication, you know, they've got old radio systems. They don't even have the same frequencies and stuff as the feds and some of the state agencies that come in. Multiple fire chiefs told the committee they were called off fires because the Texas A&M Forest Service told them their services were no longer needed, even as fires burned in front of them. And Mr. Kidd, Nim Kidd, who runs the Texas Division of Emergency Management, which is a separate agency from the Forest Service, he's a vice chancellor at Texas A&M, and he defended their bureaucratic and slow response. He told the members, you got to be real careful how you word these statements. No, they don't. They can fire you if they want to. The idea that you think a government-run firefighting Air Force would be more effective than private sector people is insane. That is the opinion of a lifelong socialist-minded bureaucrat. That's insane. You can't trust them to do it. They'll spend money and spend money and spend money like crazy. And you'll have the same results, if not worse. Now, if you wanted to have one or two units, fine. Even those on standby, I still think, need to be under a contract, maybe that says they've got to be ready all the time. You pay a little more, but need to be from a private sector. We don't need the government building roads. We don't need the government running the firefighting, that complicated stuff that's capital intensive. We don't need the government doing a lot of things that the private sector does much better through a government contract. By the way, that includes public education. All right, I'm not going to get, there's a big story. Texas Sid Miller tells ungrateful, quote unquote, wildfire volunteer to jump in the lake. I might get to that later in the week. It's kind of a funny story out of the Houston Chronicle. I'm with Sid Miller on this one. It completely. I read all the detail on it. Now, I'm going to have to hold that story. That's an important one. I just can't get it done to you. I got a big follow-up. No, I got to hold that too. See, what'll happen though is I'll be overrun with new news. And I only bring you the stuff generally that I think you need to know. It's so frustrating because it needs to have the background stuff brought back up. Okay, let's go to the big story we had on Monday, how the El Paso magistrate judge let all these tons of these border rioters that, you know, tried to take a weapon from a National Guardsman, pushed them down, pushed through, trying to break through the border in El Paso. And on Easter Sunday, he let them go. And he tried to blame the DA in El Paso, Bill Hicks. Well, Bill Hicks has spoken to Matt Stringer at the Texan and says this is an absolute lie. By the way, they gave some numbers. 221 people were arrested on riot charges. And that, you know, that judge released them on Easter Sunday. Just let them go. According to DA Hicks, 425 have been identified and involved in the incident. DPS determined 326 will face criminal charges. They've arrested 221, and now this judge has let a bunch of those go. Hicks stated that on Friday, his office texted the magistrate judge Acosta to let him know they would seek a continuance for a bond hearing during the regular work week instead of on Easter weekend, which the judge indicated would be okay. And I want you to know that is a common, normal thing. Then he said Acosta surprised him on Easter Sunday by saying are y'all ready to proceed to trials in all the cases? And by the way, folks, this wasn't a trial. These were bond hearings. And the DA said to him then on that video conference that being ready for trials, that's not relevant. We're ready, but we are ready to proceed with the bond hearing at the proper time. So what we're finding out is what we thought. This magistrate judge is a left-wing liberal in El Paso, and he abused his position. He needs to be investigated and removed from office. He let these people go free. There are no reason for it. These were bond hearings. They were not the trial. He asked them if they were ready for trial, and said, oh, you're not ready for trial. That's it. That's crazy. Hicks said the judge's statements that we were not prepared are categorically not true, and also noted that Acosta's decision was unprecedented in that district during the past 2 years of Operation Lone Star. And so it goes on. He said nine of these people in the riot were identified who led the front of the attack and committed the most violent acts, including one who attempted to take a firearm away from a soldier. All nine have been indicted on felony rioting and assault on a public servant charges. Seven of them are presently in state custody. Two were released by the feds before the state could get to them, and we're searching for those. No kidding. Biden's Fed released two of them. These are the leaders that were up front. And anyway, the DA there's pointing out this judge, and we got it. We understood what was going on, but now we've got the DA pointing out, no, we were ready to go. We had asked Friday for a continuance in the regular work week, meaning when we're back on Monday. Now, he went ahead and did it on Sunday and shocked him and then tried to say, well, the DA said he wasn't ready for trial. Of course he's not ready for trial. That's not this. This was merely a bond hearing. That Acosta guy is probably another leftist enemy of the rule of law. I've got many other things that need discussion. Maybe time will allow tomorrow or the next day here on the program. Just depends on the amount that's out there in the press review each day. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Wish to comment on a story? Send an email. Visit the contact page at prattontexas.com or join the listener club and get that direct to Pratt email address.